In this week's parsha, we have the story of the parsha of the Miluyim. How Aaron, in the eighth day, Aaron takes over. Rashi says that Aaron was Yorei and Boish to proceed to the Mizbeach. He was uncomfortable to approach the Mizbeach to do the Avodah. So Rashi uses a lesson. He was Yorei and he was Boish. He was fearful, he was scared, and he was also Boish. He was embarrassed. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, "Loma ata boish, why are you embarrassed? L'kach nivcharta, that's what you've been chosen for." He starts off being Yorei and boish, and Moshe says to him, "Why are you boish?" Rashi doesn't say, but Moshe said to him, "Why are you Yorei?" So it seems to be that the fact that he was Yorei wasn't in question, that there was nothing wrong with the fact that he was Yorei. But why are you boish? Why are you embarrassed? L'kach nivcharta. That's the flow of what Rashi seems to understand. Rashi seems to understand that that's the flow. Now there is a Chassidish vertel which says l'mata boish l'kach nivcharta. The reason why you've been chosen is because of the fact that you're boish. The fact that you have the humility to say, "Who am I? What am I?" to undertake such an undertaking of being the kohen for Klal Yisrael, that's exactly why you've been chosen. But that's not poshut pshat. Moshe was saying to him, "What are you embarrassed of? This is your responsibility. This is nothing to be embarrassed upon." But the fact that he was Yorei does not seem to be in question. So in general, I recently had a conversation with somebody, I think this was before they were bar mitzvah, and I asked him, I says, "Are you excited?" He said, "Yes." I says, "Are you nervous?" He said, "Yes." The fact that he was nervous is not a negative thing. It's a tremendous, a person can have varying different emotions, which all of them are valid at the same time. That's the difference between a person and a malach. The malach is whatever he's focused on, that becomes his whole being. Whereas a person can have varying emotions at the same time. So the emotion of being excited, the emotion of being, and the emotion of being nervous are not a stira. Both of them can be valid at the same time. So the idea that Aaron had a yira, he had this awe from the undertaking that he was about to do, that it was overwhelming and awesome to him, was a positive thing. The fact that a person's undertaking a tremendous undertaking, they should approach it with tremendous trepidation and awe of the responsibility that he's undertaking is a tremendous valuable thing. A person should recognize the significance of what he's doing. The argument, however, is that what's the busha? What are you embarrassed of? Right? It says he embarrassed of means that a person feels that he's not, minaroi to do that. It says even when the person recognizes that he is minaroi to do it, and he should be doing it, it's his responsibility, you should still have this awe of what you're doing. But it shouldn't be that redefined, and so therefore I shouldn't be the one who's doing it. Combination of the two. And we can just imagine the Chavetz Chaim, when he undertook to write the Mishnah Berurah. It was a project which took him 26 years. And he did it because he actually tried to enlist some other Chachamim of the generation to do it. He felt that the generation was so overwhelmed by the learning of the Shulchan Aruch that they no longer had a clarity. They needed such a work. Right? You can imagine, he undertook it with the recognition of his ability to do it, recognition of his responsibility to do it, and he felt we can imagine that he felt some type of excitement that Klal Yisrael would have this project being done, At the same time, I'm sure that we have no doubt in our minds that he approached it with a tremendous awe and concern of the responsibility of what he's doing, that he should be exactly to do it properly. And I'm sure he fasted, you know, the first day, or he undertook some process of tshuva, something to prepare him for that day. So that is how we should approach all of our Torah and all of our mitzvahs. Have a good Shabbos.